Darren Calls looked fine today. Coming off of yesterday, a lot of improvement. So we'll see how he sees tomorrow. I'm hopeful he'll be able to start.
Is your concern with him now pretty much over? I know you expressed that yesterday and such, but
tomorrow we'll answer that question. I mean, I think any time you have an injury and a player comes off of not practicing, then practicing, it's really the next day is the true indication. So, but I'm pretty knowing Darren's history, I anticipate that he will go. Well, just being smart with Clay, and it's important for him to get the jog through and the mental work. But we're just taking a cautious approach. He'll be ready to go Sunday. We've worked those guys all week. Frankly, I need to sit down with Sean, and we need to make some decisions on a number of things. Kickoff return, as far as if we're going to bring Al and Atari up, and that's really what 1 o'clock meeting for. Ted Thompson he's been on the road scouting, so he's back in town, and Ted and I are also sit down. And frankly, you wait till Saturday to do that. It's just smart business. So those are the decisions that will be talked about this afternoon, and we'll finalize those with the players in the morning. Well, we'll have those conversations today. I'm not going to get into ifs and buts and percentages. So feel good about the body of work of the team this week.
What was Ryan Pickett able to do today?
Ryan has looked the best he's looked in a number of weeks. So it's a lot like last week. If he responds after treatment, and we'll look at him tomorrow. I'd much rather make the decision tomorrow than to wait till Sunday night and do a pregame workout. So we worked him extensively today. Mike Turgevac put him through a number of drills and specific things to test the ankle. So we'll see how he is. We'll see how he is in the morning.
I know Barnett's a big loss, but I guess what have you thought of Hawk and Bishop together as pretty much the full-time duo?
I like what A.J. Hawk and Desmond Bishop have done so far. I think A.J. has been extremely consistent. His excellent command of the defense, and Desmond's, he's making plays. I mean, you always appreciated Desmond's anticipation and his ability to tackle and make plays. He's a good pressure player. But those two have been very consistent for us. Very pleased with the production and performance.
I know Starks is kind of a different situation than Harris and Big Divide. I guess where's he at after 2 weeks? I mean, he hasn't played in
so James long. Looks good. He's a talented young man, and we're excited to get him back out there. But he's very young. He has a lot to learn. Just the opportunity to go through week's practice, game plan. I mean, this has been a very good experience for him. But he's missed so much time. There's so much fundamental work that he needs to benefit from.
Where would you say Andrew Corliss is right now?
He did not practice today. Had a little bit of a setback after practicing yesterday. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. But he, like I said, he took a step backwards today.